in your presentation, you say things look good so far. So maybe expand on that.
So germination rates, like you said, are very close to what they were last year. Typically, they're very good, into the 90s for the most part, which is what we like to see, followed with a strong vigor as well. So from germination standpoint, crops so far are very good quality.
The only numbers I really saw that maybe dropped off a bit from last year would be barley and then flax as well. Any idea why those two crops?
For some of the barley, it could be that there was a lot of crop that was still kind of out when we got the late rain, late August, early September, and that can affect crop quality when it gets moisture for a couple of days in the stand. And for flax, you know, it just seemed to be a bit of a tougher year, whether it was kind of the drought conditions in a lot of areas that grow it. And also, we haven't seen huge numbers of flax through the lab, so it could just be an indication that just not as much flax was grown this past year.
Peas, the numbers aren't that far off, but we're still looking at, what, 12.5% less than 85% germ. Would that be mechanical damage, or what would that be?
Yeah, for the most part, those would be samples that were harvested dry or came from areas that didn't have a lot of moisture throughout the growing season. So we are noticing that mechanical damage on them. And then the more those samples tend to get handled, whether that's cleaning or moving from one bin to another, tend to see that mechanical damage increase and the germination drop a little bit.
Before we get to the diseases, one of your notes was that you've mentioned Group 11 herbicide resistance on the rise. What's happening there?
With the use of Group 11 actives over the number of years, some of the diseases have begun to show some insensitivity, so they're not affected by the herbicide, not as controlled as easy. This is particularly in field peas with Mycosporella and in lentils with anthracnose.
And bacterial leaf streak is showing up in Saskatchewan?
Yeah, for the past couple of years, it's been kind of one of those diseases that's been on everybody's radar. So we've done quite a few samples through the lab, and we are finding it on samples, both wheat and barley.
Moving on to Fusarium, what are your general comments there?
Fusarium numbers, for the most part, are fairly low. I would say that the disease level this year is at a manageable level, but it's a little bit more regional this year than it has been in other years, just because some areas of the province did receive more moisture kind of throughout the growing season, and then that late summer rain, which kind of causes the total Fusarium numbers to come up. So it is something to be aware of, kind of depending on the area that you were. If you were dry throughout the growing season, chances are the Fusarium numbers are low. But if you were in an area where you did get moisture, they can kind of start to creep up to levels where you'd want to know, just so you could utilize things like seed treatments to help control some of that disease.
Yeah, looking at the numbers, Fusarium granumarium, the highest number in crop district 6B, followed by 9AE and 9B. So basically across that northern grain belt, 2.5 and 1.5 in those three districts. What would be a good number besides zero?
Yeah, obviously we want to see that number as low as possible. But with a strong germination and vigor and kind of the absence of a high number of the total fusariums, you can go to about 5% fusarium germinarum if you're utilizing a registered seed treatment and getting good coverage on your seed.
You also looked at another type of fusarium, and there was quite a wide range in the samples there from zero to that 28 level. So tell us about that.
That's a combination of all the other sort of species of fusarium that are here that are in the soil. They do the same thing to the seed, either a seedling blight or a root rot, so we get to kind of group those together. So typically you can go up to about 14% total infection in the absence of germinarum and utilize a seed treatment as long as you have strong germination and vigor.
Did you have anything on Aphanomyces? I took a look. I didn't see it unless it's in that other group for fusarium.
But it is something that we do quite a bit of testing for. You can test the soil for it to kind of let you know whether or not it's present on a field that you're thinking about putting a pulse crop on.
Have there been many producers sending in samples, and is there still Aphanomyces out there, even though we've had some fairly dry conditions lately? Because I know Aphanomyces thrives under wet conditions.
Yeah, no, even in the past couple of years with the dry weather, we're still finding it. It seems to pop up anytime there's any little bit of moisture fits there in the soil, could cause you some problems.
And it can stay there for a while, because it seems to me, I've heard the recommendations, so once you have it, you shouldn't see the pulse for, what, 6 to 8 years?
Yeah, that's the current recommendations. It seems to be an extremely long-lived pathogen, So we encourage people when they're coming up to that 6 to 8 year rotation away from a pulse, when they're thinking about going to put that first pulse crop back on that land, it would be a good time to take some soil samples, get them to the lab, get them tested, and we can see whether you still have a phantomyces in the soil capable of causing an infection.
And this is probably the time, because I think the last really wet year was it 2016 or 2018? But anyway, we're looking at 6 to 8 years, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to be seeing some fields that will be coming up on that 6 to 8 years since the last time it was really wet, and they may have seen some issues on those fields. So those are kind of the fields that we would recommend getting tested before putting a pulse back on.
Anything else we need to know, Sandy?
We encourage everyone to kind of get their initial seed test done, and a lot of people did that in the fall. And we always encourage people to get done a germination and a vigor on your seed post-cleaning, just to make sure that nothing occurred to the seed during that, either the cleaning process or kind of the storage over the winter.